Welcome, ladies and gentlemen. We are at Hamilton Heights High School, Arcadia, Indiana. It's going to be a battle of the counties. County tonight is going to be the Westfield Lady Shamrocks in the house, going to do battle with the Hamilton Heights Lady Huskies. Should be a good ball game tonight. Looking forward to tonight's ball game. 12:48 left on the pregame. We'll mention the game prior to this one was boys basketball. It was the Hamilton Heights boys freshman team went against the Western Boone boys freshman team. Hamilton Heights captured the win. We'll mention a little bit about each school. We'll talk first about the visiting team on the scoreboard tonight. That's going to be the Westfield Lady Shamrocks. Westfield Lady Shamrocks, back there, they have a school enrollment of 2,627. I'll go ahead and mention, I'm an 85 graduate here at Hamilton Heights. Back in the day, Westfield was in the same conference with us. It was the Rangeline Conference. Westfield was Class 1A. Hamilton Southeastern was in the Rangeline. They were Class 1A. Zionsville Eagles, they were in the conference. They were Class 1A, and I'll go on, but that's just an idea of how much the community has grown in recent years. We'll mention a little bit about the Westfield Lady Shamrocks. They're Class 4A. They're in sectional number 8. We'll talk about sectional number 8 at halftime when we mention the coaches poll for Class 4A. We'll mention the sectional will be at Noblesville. Westfield will be in the Noblesville sectional. There will be 6 teams in the sectional, and they will be Zionsville. They're currently 18-1. Hamilton Southeastern, they're 18-2. Fishers, the Fisher Tigers, they're 17-2. I'll mention Hamilton Heights Lady Huskies played at Fishers a year ago for a regular season game. I believe they lost by 6. Hamilton Heights was in a close game with Fishers. The year before, they were also at Fishers. Hamilton Heights Lady Huskies, I believe they lost by 7. So those were a couple of good barometers for Hamilton Heights girls basketball. We'll mention also in the sectional is Noblesville. Noblesville are currently 18-3. I'll mention their last outing was on Monday the 16th, this past Monday. We'll mention they were at Bennett. They were at Bennett. That's an Illinois school. I think they have a 300 game situation, 300 miles they cannot travel. They were in Illinois. Noblesville got the win, 64-61. And we'll mention also in their sectional, Carmel, the Carmel Greyhounds, they're not having the year they wish they would, but they're in the sectional also, along with Westfield. Westfield, they're in a double-digit win column, 11-8, with first-year coach Kelsey Keyes. We'll mention the principal at Westfield High School, Alicia Denniston, the athletic director, Mr. Andy Tebby. The athletic secretary, she was most instrumental for putting me in sports this afternoon. We appreciate that. That's Chris Rogers. We'll mention him, Westfield High School is located at 18250 North Union Street. I'll mention my mom graduated from Westfield High School in 1961. We'll also mention Westfield High School, obviously, in Westfield, Indiana. 46074. You can reach them by telephone at 317-867-6800. On the web, you can find him at westfieldathletics.com. They wear the colors green, white, and gold. They perform in the Hoosier Crossroads Conference. We'll mention that Crossroads Conference stacks up like this presently. It's Hamilton Southeastern. They're at the top. They're 5-1. Followed up by Zionsville. They're 4-1. In third position, it's Fishers, the Fishers Lady Tigers. They're 4-1. The Noblesville Lady Millers are 4-2. Fifth position there is 2-3. That's Brownsburg. Also Westfield. Westfield at number 6. They're 2-4. Followed up by Avon. Avon 1-5 in Franklin Central. They're the most recent additive right here in the Hoosier Crossroads Conference. They're currently no wins, 5 losses. We'll remind you the Westfield Lady Shamrocks are currently 11 wins, 8 losses on the season. They average per ball game offensively 40.8. Should be a good game tonight. The Lady Huskies averaging just below 42 points per contest. The Westfield Lady Shamrocks are currently 2-4 in the Hoosier Crossroads. The head coach is Kelsey Key. Kelsey Key working in her first year at Westfield, 11 wins, 8 losses. We'll mention the next game on the agenda for the Lady Shamrocks. It's going to be a 6 o'clock start time, 6 p.m. for the varsity. It'll happen this Friday, the 20th. Brownsburg will travel to Westfield. That'll be a conference ball game of the Hoosier Crossroads. We'll mention a little bit about the Hamilton Heights Lady Huskies. The Lady Huskies, they have a school enrollment of 731. They started out as Jackson Central. They were conglomerated to become Jackson Central. They became Hamilton Heights in 1965. The Hamilton Heights Lady Huskies are in Class 3A, Sectional 24. Their sectional this season will be here at Hamilton Heights. Mr. Kurt Ogden and staff will put on a good sectional, I'm quite sure. We'll mention in the sectional, Hamilton Heights. They're currently 3-0 versus sectional opponents. They're 8-2 versus Class 3 opponents. The Lady Huskies are currently 16-3. Jay County. Jay County, an absolute foe in the sectional. They're 2-1 versus sectional opponents. They're 8-1 versus Class 3A opponents. They're currently 18 wins and just one loss. We'll mention Frankton, the Lady Eagles, 2-1 versus sectional opponents. 3-1 versus Class 3A opponents. They're currently 15-5. The Delta Lady Eagles. Currently 2-1 versus sectional opponents. They're 2-1 versus Class 3A opponents. They're currently 6 wins, 11 losses. The Yorktown Lady Tigers. They're 1-2 in the sectional opponents. They're 3-2 versus Class 3A opponents. They're currently 7 wins, 10 losses. Centerville. Centerville, they're 0-1 in sectional opponents. They're 0-2 versus Class 3A opponents. Centerville currently 5 wins, 10 losses. Newcastle, the Lady Trojans were here last night with Hamilton Heights. They have not won a game in sectional play. They have not won a game in 3A opponents. They'll be here for the sectional. They're working in their out of 19 ball games that they have not won. They are a great contributor, we'll mention, right there in their curriculum, right there nearby the high school. The Hall of Fame Museum, you keep care and watch out for Newcastle. They're coming back. We'll also mention Hamilton Heights. Administration, their principal is Jared Mason. Their athletic director is Kurt Ogden. Their athletic secretary, office manager, is Lee Ann Moffitt. Hamilton Heights High School is located at 25802 State Road 19, Arcadia, Indiana, 46030. You can dial them up by telephone at 317-984-3551. On the web, it's hhschuskies.org. They wear the colors orange, white, and brown. They perform in the Hoosier Conference. There are 10 teams in the Hoosier Conference. As of last night, the conference games have completed. I've got a list right here where they'll be playing. These are the final standings 2022-23 season. They're going to play the crossover game. The Hoosier Conference crossover game is going to happen Friday. That'll be the 20th. That's for each of the teams in the Hoosier Conference. There's going to be 5 games, and we'll mention them. They stack up like this. Playing for first or second place in the conference, 4-0 Northwestern will travel to battle in the West Division Gym. That'll be against Twin Lakes. Twin Lakes also 4-0. And you'll find out, if you didn't know, Twin Lakes is at the top of Class 3A in the state of Indiana. They have no losses. We'll mention Hamilton Heights. They'll play for third or fourth place. The Lady Huskies are currently 3-1. They'll travel to Lafayette Central Catholic, do battle with the Lady Knights. Central Catholic also 3-1. Western, the Western Lady Panthers are currently 2-2. They'll play for fifth or sixth place. They'll travel on Friday. They'll go to Benton Central. Benton Central Bison. I'll mention their head coach, David Baxter. Working in year number 12 at Benton Central, he has never had a losing season at Benton Central High School. He's currently 2-2 in the conference. And we'll mention Benton Central. We'll talk about that, Class 3A, in just a little bit. And we'll mention going for 7th or 8th place in the Hoosier Conference this Friday. It'll be 1-3 Tipton as they travel to West Lafayette to battle with the Lady Red Devils. And we'll mention Lady Red Devils are 1-3. And at the bottom of the packet right here on the page, we'll mention going for 9th or 10th place. It's going to be an 8 p.m. start because of the time zone. We'll mention 0-4 Lewis Cass, the Lady Kings, will travel to battle with the Rensselaer Lady Bombers. They're also 0-4 in the conference season. And that's per East Division or West Division. Those are the matchups. And we'll mention they'll have a JV contest prior to for most of these games. We'll mention Central Catholic will have a JV team. Hamilton Heights will have a JV team. We believe so. And we'll double check, but stay tuned. Put Me In Sports will be at Lafayette to cover the Central Catholic hosted game against the Lady Huskies. And that's putmeinsports.com. We hope you'll tune in. If you cannot be there live, that's always the better way to go, being there live. We'll mention tonight in the Hoosier Conference game night, Wednesday the 18th, tonight's ball games, there are 4. 6 p.m. start, Andrea is at Benton Central. 7:30, Taylor is at Tipton. 6 o'clock start, Wabash is at Lewis Cass. And right here, the corner of 7:15 start. It's going to be closer to 7:30. Westfield is here with Hamilton Heights. In the Hoosier Crossroads Conference, game night tonight, there are 2 games here on the 18th. We'll mention 7:30 start. It's going to be Noblesville. They travel to Lafayette Harrison. Going to do battle with the Lady Raiders. And I'd be amiss if I didn't mention Miss Bailey Runner. Bailey Runner played here at Hamilton Heights. What an outstanding basketball player. She's just a good lady altogether. She's an assistant coach this season right up there with Lafayette Harrison. She didn't have to change her mascot collars. Her collars are pretty close to the same. She gets to wear orange up there at Harrison. Found out she has accepted a job, and her dad tells me she'll be in New Orleans working in the field of an adult right there, and what a lady. We'll also mention the Westfield Lady Shamrocks, also in the Hoosier Crossroads Conference, are here tonight with Hamilton Heights, Lady Huskies, and that's how it stacks up in the Hoosier Conference and in the Hoosier Crossroads Conference right here tonight on a Wednesday evening. So they're greeting right now, public address, having conversation with the audience. We'll mention the pairing show. If you didn't know, the pairing show for girls basketball state tournament, 48th annual IHSAA girls basketball state tournament pairing show. It's going to happen this Sunday, the 22nd. It'll start at 5 o'clock Eastern time. It'll be a 2-hour program. It'll stream exclusively. You can watch that on your computer TV, IHSAATV.org. It'll be hosted by Bob Level, Greg Rakestraw. Simulcast on radio, 93.5, 107.5. We'll set this down for the national anthem. Thank you. Our national anthem, that was Memorex. The Memorex or Live is still the same. We're thankful for our nation. And I've said it before, while the national anthem is playing, both fan bases are all on the same page with the United States of America. We are fortunate. We'll mention keeping education in front of athletics. High school sports in Indiana teach life lessons that go beyond the playing field. In this case, beyond the playing courts. Tonight it's going to be Westfield and Hamilton Heights. Tell you what, that's about 17-mile travel. Not too bad. Westfield is just a bit south of Arcadia. Good ball game. We're looking for a good game. We'll mention you are listening to an education-based high school varsity basketball game. Girls Variety tonight. This internet radio athletic contest is made possible by ASO. That's Robbie Kendall, audiosportsonline.net, providing internet radio access for PutMeInSports.com since 2008. So clock rolling down. It started at 5 minutes. It's at 3:53. Clock is moving. Looking for a good ball game tonight. We'll mention, if you want to subscribe but do not have a computer, you can capture the Hamilton County Reporter. You can capture the Hamilton County Reporter. You can get that paper delivered to your mailbox. In-county rate is just $24 a year. That's a bargain. It's quite a good publication. Out-of-county rate, just $60 per year. If you're in another state, and you have communication, you have ties with Hamilton County, it might behoove you to subscribe and pick up the paper. And we'll also mention, all you got to do is call Circulation Director Isaac Taylor. Isaac Taylor, his phone number is 765-585-9519. If you'd also like to get this publication by computer, you can get that in your inbox. I believe I get that 6 days a week. I think Tuesday is their day off. But we'll mention, it's a good publication. You can get that online. All you need to do is get your address to Isaac Taylor. 3 minute buzzer. They'll let people know there's 3 minutes left on the pregame clock. And we'll mention, just call Circulation Director Isaac Taylor. Let him know you'd like to get that publication in your inbox. Give him your email. Let him know. You can call him. Again, that number is 765-585-9519. He'll just need your name, your address, your phone number, your city you live in, and your zip code. Check that out. That's the Hamilton County Reporter. 3 minutes left. We're going to stop the clock right there. Lady Huskies out of their locker room. They want to go through the run-through right there, but they must have avoided the run-through. They got a great big run through here now. They used to have a much smaller one, but it looks pretty good anyway. So 2:44 on the pregame clock. Got an information back home. My wife says the broadcast is working. That's good because I have no idea how this can work in 2023. I just don't understand it, but I would venture to say that our Creator, God, he's probably rewarding us on earth with the internet, and that is beautiful. A lot of things can be accomplished with the internet and I'm sure you'll agree. Well, mention tonight's game is the second game of the week for PutMeInSports.com. We'll mention the next game will be on Friday. It'll be the Hoosier Conference crossover game. Hamilton High will travel to Lafayette Central Catholic. Both teams will play for third or fourth place. That's going to happen Friday. That'll be a 7:30 start time. And you can listen to PutMeInSports.com. We'll also mention the fourth and final game this week for PutMeInSports. Going to be on Saturday. That's going to be a boys basketball game. The Kokomo Wildcats will travel to Tipton to battle with the Blue Devils. That'll be Saturday evening, a 7:30 start for the varsity contest. PutMeInSports will be there for the varsity contest. That's Saturday the 21st. Tipton Blue Devils is having a pretty good season. They're working right there. Three guys in double figures, averaging. That's Nolan Swan, Grady Carpenter, and Jackson Money. We'll mention they're going to have their hands full on Saturday evening. They'll have Kokomo Wildcats there, and on the Kokomo Wildcats team is junior athletes in the junior class. That's Flory Badunga, he's a foreign exchange student. I found out from an athletic director, which I trust very much. He let me know there are two types of visas that you can get to be a foreign exchange student and play in the United States. And Flory Badunga evidently captured the second visa opportunity, which is a little more expensive to do so, but he earns the right to play all 4 years in high school. He was not here his freshman year, so he'll hopefully get 3 years under his belt here in the United States. And I will mention last year was his sophomore year. Played pretty well. He's 6'10" tall. Flory Badunga. We'll cover that game on Saturday. We hope you'll tune in. So if Rockness is out, they're going to mention the starting lineups. We'll do just the same. Starting tonight in the ballgame, first for the Westfield Lady Shamrocks, wearing number 10, I will mention I have 17 game stats. We'll mention Westfield currently 11-8. That's okay. Max Preps is still good. We're thankful for the Westfield coaching staff to have 17 games on the Max Preps. And we'll mention Hamilton Heights Lady Huskies have 18 games there. They played last night. They're 16-3, so they're minus one game. Tipton minus two games. We'll mention the stats as if they're currently accurate. They're real close. So starting tonight for Westfield, wearing number 10, a 5'10" junior. She's averaging 10.7 points per game. That's Ellie Kelleher helped me with pronunciations prior to the ball game. Also starting wearing number 20, she's a 5'9" sophomore. She's averaging 6.6 a game. That's Aubrey Crockett. Wearing number 21 for Westfield, the 5'8" senior, averaging 5.6. That's Emery Collinsworth. Wearing number 23 for Westfield, 6 foot. She's a junior, averaging 3.4. That's Kiki Loveless. Kiki Loveless averaging 3.6 boards per contest. And starting final starter in the lineup, wearing number 30, 5'8" sophomore, 6.9 points average per game. That's Lindsay Van Dyke. The head coach for Westfield is Kelsey Key. We'll mention the starting lineup for the Hamilton Heights Lady Huskies. They'll start like this. Wearing number 2, a 5'6" junior. That's Ella Hickok. She's averaging 6.9 points per ball game. She hit five 3-pointers last night. I asked her dad how many she missed. He thought maybe 4. So 5 for 9, pretty good average behind the arc. They say 30% behind the arc is good. So that is exceptional. We'll mention also starting for the Lady Huskies, wearing number 10, 5'9" junior, averaging 19 points per ball game. Averaging 6.8 rebounds per game at Cameron Runner. Cameron Runner shooting 38% behind the three-point arc. We'll also mention wearing number 20 in tonight's ball game for the Lady Huskies. She's 5'4". She's a senior. That's Kaylee Roten. She's averaging 8.5 points per game. She got the first 5 points last night. She leads the team with three-point shooting at 41%. She shot just a little bit over 100 three-point shots. That's really good. We'll mention. Also, starting tonight, number 23 for the Lady Huskies, 5'7" junior, 2.9 average per game. That's Cassidy Shakel. Cassidy Shakel shooting 48% in two-point land. The final starter in tonight's ballgame, number 24, she's 5'9", she's a junior, Hadley Cherry. Hadley Cherry seems to be in the right spot at the right time. Hadley Cherry, she's a junior. We're making the head coach for the Lady Huskies is Coach Keegan Cherry. We'll let you know a little bit about team stats right now. We'll mention Hamilton Heights at the foul line. They are averaging 72% as a team. They've shot 219 foul shots. We'll also mention Westfield, Lady Shamrock. As a team, they're shooting 68% at the free throw line. They've shot 142. In two-point territory, pretty close. Hamilton Heights, 48% as a team. Westfield Lady Shamrocks, 42% as a team. I'll mention Westfield has shot 412 two-point shots. The Lady Huskies, 267. Three-point territory. Hamilton Heights has shot 348. Three-point shots are shooting 34% as a team. The Westfield Lady Shamrocks have shot 311. They're shooting 27% as a team. They're getting ready to jump it up. Hamilton Heights, Cameron Runner, going to jump it up against Westfield. Westfield gal has hair on the back number right there. We'll try to capture that at the jump. The tip is to the backcourt, picked up by Westfield. Credit to tip. I believe that was 20, Aubrey Crockett. We might be wrong there, working the basketball around. She got the tip. In the front court, working the ball around the perimeter. Works it left side behind the arc. Back out top. A lot of these gals have long hair. And then back in the NFL about 3 or 4 years ago, they said the hair could not hide the name on the back. But going to be a stolen ball in the front court. Westfield didn't get a shot off. Hamilton Heights in the front court on the dribble. Cameron Runner working to the left side with the basketball. Working back out top. Kaylee Rope, she'll bring the ball back out and reset the offense. Working against her is number 10, Ellie Kelleher. Working left side behind the arc, Ella Hickok on the dribble. Working her right side with the basketball, Cameron Runner. Triple threat, so backpedal dribble. Working against her, number 30, Lindsey Van Dyke. She's going to work it back around the perimeter. Hamilton Heights being a bit deliberate, looking for that good shot. First shot of the ballgame. We played just over a minute. First quarter, we're at Hamilton Heights High School. Westfield and Hamilton Heights takes me back. Working it back around. Cameron Runner going to reset the offense out top. She's working through the left corner baseline. Ella Hickok. Hickok picked up right there by Aubrey Crockett. They're working to Cameron Runner. Elbow right side. They go to the baseline. Shot on the way. Rimmed out. Cassie Shakel couldn't get the basketball. She goes after the missed basketball, and she's going to pick up a foul. Going to be an over-the-back call. First foul of the contest. Going to be whistled on Cassidy Shakel. She has one. Team foul number one. 6:33 on the game clock. Pretty good verse in the book of Matthew. We're going to back the other direction. Back pedal dribble. She'll bring it back out. They'll reset the offense. They'll work outside the arc. Kaylee Roten guarding the basketball. They'll pick it up out top. Working it back around. That's 30. Lindsey Van Dyke. She gets the ball back out top. She'll work it left side on the dribble. Elbow, right side. Ball bounce pass to the baseline. It's going to be a jump ball. Alternate possession arrow. Going to give it back to Hamilton Heights. 6:10 on the game clock. Working it to the front court from the back court. Cameron Runner going to enter the ball with Ella Hickok. She'll try to the front court. Work it front court. She'll work it right side. Work it right side behind the arc. Kaylee Roten going to pick up a screen from Shakel. She'll pass out of it. They'll work it to the baseline. Left side, Ellie Hickok. Cross-court skip pass, Kaylee Roten. She'll bring it back out top, Cameron Runner. Cameron Runner back pedal dribble being guarded there by 30, Lindsey Van Dyke. to work it back around. Behind the arc, Ella Hickok. Working there against Ella, I believe it's 23, Kiki Loveless. 6 foot junior, I may be wrong. We'll try to pick these numbers up as I can memorize them underneath the hair. Difficult task. They should have their hair up in a bun, maybe not. 5:29 on the game clock. Out top of the basketball, Kaylee Roten. Works the right side behind the arc, Cameron Runner. She'll dribble it back out top. Hadley Cherry, triple threat available. She'll pass right side. Behind the arc, Ella Hickok now back out top. Kaylee Roten back to Ella. Back pedal dribble. Ella Hickok in the front court near the center circle. She'll reset the offense. They'll work it back around. Cameron Runner, right side, three-point shot in the air. Rims off, wouldn't go. Ella Hickok, she did not get her first shot last night either, her dad tells me. She ended up with 5 3-point shots. Good last night versus Newcastle. In the front court, Westfield. Out top of the basketball, that's number 10, Ellie Kelleher. She'll take the point. The bounce pass will be kicked. Intentional kick by Kaylee Roten. They'll bring the ball back in from their own baseline, left of the bucket. Westfield, 4:44 left here in the first quarter. Looking for the first score, and there it is. 2-point bucket. I believe it was 10. Ellie Kelleher, as mentioned, helped us with pronunciations. We are thankful. 4:30 on the game clock. 2-0 contest. Lady Shamrocks in front. We're going to basketball out top. Cameron Runner works the left side behind the arc. She'll bring it back out top. Ella Hickok with a crossover. They're working around the perimeter. Out top, Hadley Cherry. 4:17 on the game clock. 2-0 advantage. Westfield on the scoreboard. Hamilton Heights behind the arc. Ella Hickok, she'll dribble in. She'll work it behind the arc. She'll get a pass off to Cameron Runner. Bounce pass through the corner. Baseline, brings it back out. Hadley Cherry. She'll dribble in. She'll work it left side out top. Moving the ball quick, Hamilton Heights in their own front court. Spin move, Ella Hickok out top, Hadley Cherry. She'll take a pass. She'll get it outside right side. The ball's going to go out of bounds. Cameron Runner couldn't get the shot. She's going to need to tie that right shoe right there. Might have had a shoe untied during the shot. And without question, that can make a difference. I'm not kidding. It can. Don't know if it did, but she couldn't get the iron on that shot. 3:42 on the game clock. 2-0 contest. That's going to be a steal at half court. Ella Hickok should go off the glass. Ella Hickok layup, tie ball game at 2. 3:30 left. Working first quarter. Hamilton Heights providing pressure. It's going to be another steal. Ella, it's going to be Cameron Runner this time. Near the center line right there. Gets the tip and goes the distance. Right-handed layup, and it'll be a tip. That's right there. Working the, trying to get the pass cross ways right there, trying to break the press. And Cameron Runner with quick reflexes kicks the ball. They'll bring it back in. Westfield in the backcourt. Right there, pretty much in front of Glenn Schrock. Glenn Schrock with them. Pretty good seat right there, sitting on the cushion. He should. We're going to back around. He's deserving. We're going to back to the right corner. Westfield, cross-court skip pass, out top with the basketball. 21, Emory Collinsworth. From the corner, three-point shot is good. Credit the bucket. That's number 10, Ellie Kelleher. She's shooting 37% behind the arc. Now, these are two-game stats minus. She's likely shooting better than that. Kelleher for three. It's 5-4. 5-4 contest, Westfield in front of Hamilton Heights. Behind the arc, she'll fake the shot, take the three. Ella Hickok gets it back out. Behind the arc, Hadley Cherry back to Ella. She'll get a new set of dribbles. She's out top right now. We're going to right side behind the arc, Cameron Runner. Right side, going to go baseline. Kaylee Roten, pass it back out. They'll reset the offense. Hadley Cherry out top, guarding her is Kelleher. They'll work it down low. Turnaround jumper in the paint. Rimmed out long. Kaylee Roten. Rebound. Kelleher. She'll cross the timeline after the rebound. She's in the front court. Outside the paint. Lost the handle. It's going to be picked up there out of the air by Cassidy Shakel. Another turnover in the front court for Westfield. On the dribble out top. Triple screen. Ella Hickok won't use either. She'll backpedal. She'll go back the other direction. She'll pass it back out top. Cameron Runner. Next dead ball, we're going to see two sub in for Westfield. Out top, going to work the basketball to the corner. Ella Hickok, crossover, she'll bring it back around. Going to be picked up out top as they switch. That's Aubrey Crockett. now going to be guarded right there with the basketball to Kaylee Roten guarding her. It's 30. Lindsey Van Dyke to switch off. Kaylee Roten on the dribble. Working her out top is 20. Aubrey Crockett. They get it right side. Cameron Leonard, she's going to reset the offense near the center circle. On the dribble right there, stationary dribble. 1:12 left here in the first quarter. 5-4 contest. Westfield in front. Outside the arc. She'll step in front of the two-point area. She'll kick it back. Three-point shot on the way. Cameron Leonard. Shot wouldn't go. Good blockout and a good rebound from Westfield 21. Emery Collinsworth in the front court under a minute. 53 seconds left. Westfield on the approach. They'll bring it back out top. Aubrey Crockett on the stationary dribble. Right there at the center circle. She'll pass it left side behind the arc. They'll work it back out top to Kelleher. She'll dribble once. She'll go behind the arc again. Move the basketball around. They'll work it right side with the basketball now out top. She'll drive in. That's Lindsey Van Dyke. They'll pass it to the corner. Right corner baseline. She'll travel baseline. She'll kick it back out. Inside out play. Three-point shot wouldn't go. Shot taken there by Lindsey Van Dyke. 21 seconds left. First quarter. Hamilton Heights. Center circle, stationary dribble, Ella Hickok. Plenty of loose defense right there. Working right there against her is number 20, Aubrey Crockett. 7 seconds left. Still out, well beyond the arc. To the corner. Kaylee Roach, she goes dribble in. Going to be strict. Couldn't get the shot away. Was not a foul. There was not a foul needed. And a good play right there, 23, Kiki Ludwig, 6 foot junior. We'll go to a first quarter break. At the end of 1, Westfield, 5, Hamilton Heights, 4. We'll mention this game is in parts being brought to you by FritzandFishers.com. Since 1983, they have a great cars, great prices, great customers. You can dial them up at their dealership in Fishers, Indiana, 317-842-2228. That's Fritz and Fishers. They have 2 Hamilton County locations. One is Fritz and Fishers at 8599 East 116th Street, Fishers, Indiana. Their second location is Fritz and Noblesville, 2400 Westfield Road. That's Noblesville, Indiana. They're right there between Noblesville and Westfield along State Road 32. You can dial them up at Noblesville at 317-773-2232. You can explore their quality used car inventory. Visit them online or visit them on site. That's FritzandFishers.com. FRITZ. Going to be inbound. Also a possession arrow. Going to give the ball back to Westfield. Adjacent from the scores bench. Going to be brought in right there. 24. Reagan Lorenzen. Reagan Lorenzen in the ball game. She's a 5'6" junior. Where's number 24? Working it around the perimeter. Out top, Kelleher. That's Ella Kelleher. She wears number 10. Ball's going to be dropped there in the front court. Regathers it. That was 30, Lindsey Van Dyke. Out top to move the basketball. Works it left side. Elbow, right side. Pass it to the corner. Baseline, they'll bring it back out. Three-point shot almost straight away. Rims off, wouldn't go. Shot taken by Lindsey Van Dyke. Rebound, Hamilton Heights. Credit the board. To Hadley Cherry, she chased it down prior to going out of bounds. 7:18, second quarter. Lady Huskies in the front court, trailing by 1. Out top of the basketball, Cameron Runner. On the dribble, she'll dribble in. Go to the corner with it, Katie Roten. Set a screen, Roten brings it back out. They work it back around. Katie Brown in the ball game for the Lady Huskies. Katie Brown, a 5'6" sophomore. They drive the free throw line right there, going to be tripped up. Katie Roten hits the deck. She's okay, but they're going to call a foul. When a trip happens, they usually call that a blocking foul. And that's exactly what the call was. The foul's going to be whistled on Ellie Kelleher. She has 1. Both teams with 1 foul. Entry pass in the paint, alley-oop play. From Ellie Hickok to Cameron Runner would not go that time. Rebound Westfield. Double team in the backcourt. Going to be a near steal at the center line. Cameron Runner, they're working back in the free throw line, kick it back out to Kelleher. Kelleher going to go to the corner with it. 3-point shot in the air, rims off short. Hamilton Heights, Cameron Runner with the board. That shot taken by 32, Marin D. Marin D. will mention she's a 5'10 senior. going to work it to the corner. Kaylee Roten, Hamilton Heights in the front court. 5-4 contest, Westfield in front. 6:18 left here on the second quarter clock. Out beyond Arc, Cameron Runner guarding her is Lindsay Van Dyke. They'll work it right side behind the arc. Katie Brown, Kelleher guarding her. They'll work it left side behind the arc. Now Kaylee Roten going to backpedal. She'll work the offense right there. They go left side behind the arc. Ella Hickok wanted the shot. Defense converged. They'll go right side, right elbow extended. Three-point shot wouldn't go. And Katie Brown, rebound secured. Number 20, Westfield Aubrey Crockett. To the front court. They'll work it back to Kelleher. She'll dribble in. She'll pass it to the paint. They'll pass it right back out. Thought about a three. You're going to dribble in. Shot from the paint. Rims off. Wouldn't go. Shot taken by Westfield. I believe it was 20. Aubrey Crockett. Going back the other direction. Hamilton Heights. Katie Brown had a shot. She brings it back out. They'll reset the offense. Ella Hickok works it left side. Back pedal dribble. She'll bring it back out top now. That's Cameron Runner. Cameron Runner on the dribble. Guarding her is Van Dyke. She'll dribble right side, elbow. She'll turn around, take a shot off the glass, hit the bucket. Put a good jump from a good distance. Did not travel. There's no whistle. 2 points right there for Cameron Runner, 6-5. And at the center court, ball stolen by Katie Brown. Huskies nearly throw it away in the front court. They regather. They have it outside, having Sherry back to Ella Hickok. 4:50 left here in the second quarter. Stationary dribble, now behind the arc. Ella Hickok, she'll pick up a screen from Hadley Cherry. She'll backpedal dribble now, well behind the arc. On the dribble, she'll right side elbow to the corner. Kaylee Roten, she'll dribble in, she'll go off the glass. Underhanded layup. Kaylee Roten, not known for 2-point shot, but she got one right there. It'll be an 8-5 contest. It's going to be a 60-second timeout. Hamilton Heights in front, 8, Westfield 5, 4:35 left here in the second quarter. We'll also mention this game is in parts, being brought to you by Dean's Auto Parts. That's Dean's Auto Parts, CarQuest Auto Parts. They're located at 1110 South Peru Street, Cicero, Indiana, 46034. They're at the south edge of Cicero, right there off of State Road 19. Another name for that road is Peru Street. They're at 1110 South Peru, right there at Cicero Town Plaza. They are team members at CarQuest Auto Parts, and they are there to ensure that you get the right parts the first time. You can reach them by phone at 317-984-4931. Again, their number is 317-984-4931. They are a locally owned automotive parts store that works to serve. That's Dean's Auto Parts in Cicero. So both teams out on the floor. Full 60-second timeout. Ball belongs to Westfield. They're going to bring it the distance from the backcourt. She'll be inbound by 21, Emery Collinsworth. Going to walk up right now. Face some pressure in the backcourt. That's Aubrey Crockett. Back to Collinsworth. Going to be a tipped away. Cameron Runner almost comes up with a steal. She'll be gathered in the front court by Westfield. Kelleher behind. She'll go through the leg dribble. She'll work it left side. She gets the ball back on the give-and-go baseline. She'll work it down low. Couldn't grasp it right there off the hands. Really going to be stolen basketball picked up by Hamilton Heights. That was 24. Reagan Lorenzen in the ball game for Westfield. Working it behind the arc. Kaylee Roten out top. Looking for a screen. Hadley Cherry. Going to be picked up right now by Reagan Lorenzen. Lost the handle. Regathered. Kaylee Roten gets it back to Cameron Runner out top. She's going to dribble right side. Going to be a foul whistle. It's going to be a reach-in. Going to be a reach-in on her approach. She was wanting to go baseline right there. Going to whistle the foul on Westfield. 24. Reagan Lorenzen. Reagan Lorenzen going to pick up her first foul in the contest. Team foul number 2, first half on Westfield. Hamilton Heights with 1 thus far in the first half. Ball brought in. Kaylee Roten gets it back out top. Ella Hickok. Tell her, guarding her, giving her everything she wants as a defender to work the ball back out top. Cameron Runner. She'll cross over. She'll work it left side. Guarding her, 21, Emery Collinsworth. They'll work it back around. Now picked up by Reagan Lorenzen. Kaylee Roten behind the arc wanted to shoot. Right there in her face right now was Aubrey Crockett. Back out top. They'll reset the offense. Ella Hickok going to nonchalantly dribble it off her foot. It goes out of bounds right there at the Westfield bench. That's something that probably only happens once in a lifetime. 3:12 on the game clock, brought in by Westfield. In the front court on the dribble, 24, Reagan Lorenzen. She couldn't nail that jump stop, and they're going to give the ball back to Hamilton Heights. Back in the ball game for Westfield is number 30. That's Lindsay Van Dyke. Lindsay Van Dyke, a 5'8"-inch sophomore. As mentioned, averaging 6.9 points per contest. Going to be brought in from the backcourt. Lady Huskies in front by 3, 8-5 over Westfield. Working it in the backcourt. Going to be picked up at half court. Cameron Runner works it back. Right there. Gets it to Ella Hickok. Shot taken from the corner by Kaylee Roten. Rims over. Wouldn't go. Long lead pass in the front court to Westfield. They'll work it back in. Going to dribble the lane. Lost the handle. Going to pass it from the seated position. They'll get it to the corner. Van Dyke. They'll work it back inside. Out top. Shot on the way. Wouldn't go. That was Reagan Lorenzen. Rebound Westfield. Going to be a foul whistled in the paint. Good rebound right there. I believe that was 23, Kiki Loveless, 6 foot junior. She may have been the gal that jumped center. I'm not kidding you. They got hair over their names. But got to learn to know them by position and face, I guess. Off the glass, shot wouldn't go. A shot taken right there. The rebound, Westfield, outside the arc on the dribble. So bring it back around the perimeter. That's Van Dyke. Van Dyke working against her, Ella Hickok. Ella Hickok going to guard the basketball out near the center circle. That is number 20, Aubrey Crockett. They're working left side, now back out top. Long three-point shot straight away is good. Ellie Kelleher, she's a good player. You can just sense it. Kelleher gets a three-pointer, ties the ball game at 8. Lady Huskies going to call timeout. Just under 2 minutes left, 1:59 left. Going to be a 60-second timeout. Lady Huskies, tie ball game, 8-8. Sounds like a football score, and both two-point conversions were good. But we'll mention, this game is in part being brought to you by Lisa Stokes Bear. If you're looking for that real estate agent with care and concern of where you're going or where you're at, you can text message or call Lisa Stokes Bear at 317-513-4086. Again, her number is 317-513-4086. She can help with residential and corporate relocations. Contact Lisa Stokes Bear. Along with buying and selling for your best interest, Lisa also specializes in residential and corporate relocations. Lisa Stokes Bear, real estate agent, real estate broker, Century 21 Sheets Company. They're based out of Indianapolis, just right across 96th Street. Pretty close to being in Hamilton County. That's Sheets. They're also located in Zionsville. So second buzzer sounds. Ball's going to be brought in backcourt, sidecourt by Kaylee Roten of Hamilton Heights. She'll get it in to Ella Hickok. She'll bounce to the front court. Kaylee Roten right there to pick her up defensively is number 21 for Westfield, Emery Collinsworth. And there was a bit of friction right there on the bump. The bump kind of handled the situation, knocked the ball out of bounds. They give it to Westfield. 8-8 contest. Ball's in the front court, 1:42 on the game clock. On the dribble, Kelleher should kick it back out top. We work it back around. Emery Collinsworth to the corner. Van Dyke back out top to get it to Collinsworth. Left side behind the arc. They're going to work it around outside the perimeter. Van Dyke, they work it to the extreme corner right there. Catch the hands briefly of Collinsworth. She'll get it back in the corner. That's actually Kelleher. She thought about going baseline, cut off in a hurry by Hadley Cherry. She gets the ball back in the corner and work it back around. Van Dyke works it outside the arc, left side, left of center. Emery Collinsworth, she'll dribble in. Lost the handle. Ball great. Picked up by Westfield. Credit for recovery right there. Kiki Ledless on the recovery. They'll dribble in the paint. Left-handed floater off the glass and in. Credit the bucket. Westfield Lady Shamrock, number 20. Aubrey Crockett, Westfield in front by 2, 10-8 contest. ball tipped away. Right there in the corner of the front court, Kaylee Roden was having a hard time getting out of that double team. She was painted into a corner, and she's going to draw the foul. Bailed her out with the foul by Westfield. They're going to whistle this foul on 21, Emery Collinsworth. She has one. Team foul number three for Westfield. Two thus far for Hamilton Heights. We're under a minute. 38 seconds left. First half. On the dribble. Cameron Runner still dribbling in. She can get the corner. Tipped away and stolen. Pushed ahead to the front court. Off the glass. Got the bucket. And she'll shoot one. Westfield getting the steal in the backcourt. They move it forward. Going off the glass, getting the bucket, and being fouled is Aubrey Crockett. Crockett going to shoot one more. The foul's whistled on Kaylee Roten. She has one. Crockett working on that free throw percentage. 28 seconds. Rimmed off, wouldn't go. Rebound, Cameron Runner. We'll work it back around. Couldn't get the three-point play. Got the two. 12-8 contest. Kaylee Roten for three. Got the bucket. Left elbow extended. Roten for three. It's 12-11. Westfield by one. 8 seconds left. We're going outside. We're going outside the arc. Kelleher. We're going back out top. Kelleher for three. Rims off. Wouldn't go. There's the buzzer. Half court. I should say first half. It's complete. At the end of one half of play, Westfield 12, Hamilton Heights 11. Good ball game right here. It's an equally contributed to what the competition level here is good. We'll mention this game is also in part being brought to you by Indiana Express Rentals. Indiana Express Rentals, they're located at 1708 South 8th Street. Noblesville, Indiana. You can dial them up at 317-773-4800. Again, their number is 317-773-4800. They're authorized dealer for Penske Truck Rentals. One way and local for households and businesses. Cargo vans up to 26 feet commercial with lift gates. That lift gate means a whole lot if you need one. We'll mention full line of moving supplies. Locally owned and operated since 1998. Owner is on site daily. That's Dirk. We'll mention you can see Dirk weekdays, Monday through Friday, 8 a.m. to 5 p.m. On Saturday, 8 a.m. to 11 a.m. That's Indiana Express Rentals. If you need to get something one place to another, that's the place to get it done. We'll also mention this game is in part being brought to you by Runyon Truck Store. Runyon Truck Store. That's Alan Runyon. Say what, Alan Runyon played basketball for Hamilton Heights. 6'5". We'll mention the place to enhance your ride is Runyon Truck Store. Trucks, cars, SUVs, etc. Wheels, tires, lift kits, and much, much more. Professional installations are always available for every product they sell. They have a myriad of products. If you're not sure what myriad means, it means a thousand. I learned that from Tony Evans right here in Texas. He's a fine minister. We'll mention a myriad of products for you to choose from. Miss, you can visit them at Runyon Truck Store. They're located at 27857 Henry Gunn Road. That's an Atlanta, Indiana address, 46031. Or you can check them out on Facebook, Runyon Truck Store, Inc. That's I-N-K. Runyon is R-U-N-Y-A-N. We'll mention, again, Runyon Truck Store, your place to fulfill all of your auto accessory needs. At Runyon Truck Store, they say they bleed orange. We'll also mention, this game is in part being brought to you by AGM Auto. AGM Auto, if you're looking for that good mechanic, look no further. They can be that good mechanic you're looking for. They do everything under the hood, along with your new tires. And now AGM Auto is under new ownership. No worries. Same friendly faces and same quality work. And now they do restore classic cars and trucks. They're reaching out to Central Indiana. They'd like to find those classic cars and trucks that they can work on, and they say all are welcome. We'll also mention you can find them. Take Howard Avenue, go west, young man, go west off of State Road 19. They are behind the Arcadia Ballpark. We'll mention AGM Auto as of the 1st of March. You can find them at their new location at 6660, that's 6660 East 266th Street. That's west of Arcadia. And we'll also mention a little bit about Class 3A Coaches Poll. 3A Coaches Poll for this week. It was tabulated on January 16th. Here are the top 14. Out of Sectional 22, Class 3A, Twin Lakes Lady Indians, they're 20-0. Number two in the state of Indiana this week, Jay County. The Lady Patriots are 18-1. At number three this week, it's Evansville Memorial. Lady Tigers, they're 18-1. At number four, it's Indian Creek. Lady Braves, they're 19-1. At number five this week, in Class 3A, coaches poll, Norwell Lady Knights, they're 16-3. At number six, Corydon Central, the Lady Panthers, are 18-2. At number seven, it's Fairfield. Fairfield, the Lady Falcons, they're 18-2. At number eight, Mishawaka Marion. Mishawaka Marion, they're the Lady Knights. They're 16-5. At number nine, the Northwestern Lady Tigers. Lady Tigers are currently 13-3. At number 10, West Lafayette Lady Red Devils, a second Hoosier Conference member in succession. The Lady Red Devils are 14-5. At number 11, Belmont, the Lady Braves, they hosted the regional a year ago. I imagine they're going to host a regional again this year. And we'll mention the Belmont Lady Braves are 14-4. At number 12, Danville, the Lady Warriors of Danville, 17-3. Hamilton Heights, Lady Huskies knows a little bit about that number three in their record. And number 13 this week, Scottsburg Lady Warriors, two Warriors in succession there. They're 16-3. And at number 14 this week, Class 3A coaches poll tabulated on the 16th, just a day earlier. At number 14, Sectional 24. They'll be hosting their sectional. Hamilton Heights Lady Huskies are 15-3. 3:43 left on the intermission clock. We'll mention Class 4A. Class 4A coaches poll tabulated on the 16th of January. Here are the top 17. We'll mention the sectional they belong to here. We did mention that last night for 3A. That's why I didn't do it tonight. Class 4A out of sectional number 3. At number 1, South Bend, Washington, the Lady Panthers are 19-0, and they're playing Class 4A from the success factor. By enrollment, they qualify for 3A. They're at number 1. Kind of what Northwestern did a couple of years ago. We'll mention out of sectional number 8. I have 3 in a row from sectional number 8. At number 2, it's Noblesville Lady Millers. They're 18-3. At number 3 out of sectional number 8, that's Zionsville Lady Eagles. They're 18-1. At number 4 out of sectional number 8, Fishers Lady Tigers. They're 17-2. Out of sectional number 5, number 5 this week in the state of Indiana, Class 4A, Fort Wayne Northrop. That's the Lady Bruins. They're 17-1. And another team out of sectional number 8 at number 6. If you're counting with me, this is the 4th sectional number 8 team in the top 6 this week in Class 4A. At number 6, Hamilton Southeastern, the Lady Royals are 18-2. Sectional 15 at number 7, Bedford North Lawrence, the Lady Stars. You can't mention Bedford North Lawrence. without thinking of Damon Bailey. Coach Bob Knight knew when Bailey, when Damon Bailey was in eighth grade, he was going to be an Indiana Hoosier. And we'll also mention Bedford North Lawrence Lady Stars. They're 18-3. Out of sectional number 6, number 8 in the state this week, Columbia City Lady Eagles. They're 17-2. Out of sectional number 10, at number 9 this week, it's Warren Central Lady Warriors. They're 13-4. Out of sectional number 2, at number 10, Valparaiso Lady Vikings. They're 19-1. Two teams tied at number 11. Sectional number 6, Homestead Lady Spartans. They're 14-4. Sectional number 10, Lawrence Central Lady Bears. They're 16-5. And at sectional number 13, at number 13 this week, Center Grove Lady Trojans, 16-4. At number 14, out of sectional number 1, Lake Central, the Lady Indians are 16-5. In sectional number 5, at number 15, Fort Wayne Snyder, the Lady Panthers, 14-4. Fort Wayne Snyder reminds me. Nick Zachary and myself, we covered a football game for Westfield. It was several years ago, maybe 5. They played against Fort Wayne Snyder. And Westfield came back from a 10-0 deficit, tied the ball game at 10 at halftime. Westfield went on and won that game, a home game at Westfield. They went the next week. They played at Lucas Oil Stadium, and Westfield won their first state title in football. Coach Gilbert, what a coach. We'll also mention two teams tied at number 16 and number 4. It's Northridge Lady Raiders, 17-4. And at number 13, also tied at 16, Mooresville Lady Pioneers, 14-6. They're ready for second half, third quarter. It's going to be inbound by the Lady Huskies. Alternate possession arrow. Going to be brought in right here by Hadley Cherry. Just off the inside in the backcourt, Ella Hickok. We're underway second half. 12-11 contest. Center court right there, Cameron Runner, a tall pass to Ella Hickok. Couldn't handle it. It goes a bit high. Probably an errant pass. Going to give the ball back to Westfield. 7:50 on the game clock. Backcourt trying to break the press. They will with the pass. The pass right there, Aubrey Crockett to the front court. Going to take a three-point shot. Right elbow extended. Westfield in front of their bench. 21, Emery Collinsworth. Collinsworth working on that three-point percentage. In the backcourt, looking to bring it across the timeline, Ellie Hickok. She'll adjacent pass, Cameron Runner. She'll cross the timeline, picking up a double team right there, Westfield. She'll pass out of it. Ella Hickok, over to right side, Hadley Cherry. Back out top to get the ball back out, Cameron Runner. It's going to be a kick. It's going to be deflected. It wasn't called a kick because the ball goes out of bounds. Last touch by Westfield. It's going to be inbound by Hamilton Heights. It's going to be brought in by Hadley Cherry in front of their own bench in the front court. She'll pass it slightly through the backcourt, Ella Hickok. 7:15, we played 45 seconds, second half. A three-point shot good by Westfield. It's 15-11. Westfield in front. On the dribble, Kaylee Roten to the corner. Baseline drive, Cameron Runner goes up for the shot, gets it deflected. Going to be a block shot for Westfield. Ends up in the hands of Kelleher. Should go to the corner with it, Van Dyke. Van Dyke might have got away with a little scoot step. No call. Back to Kelleher. Picked up there by Ella Hickok. She'll dribble in. Pierce a double team. Baseline shot good. Kelleher, about a 12-foot shot on the baseline. And Coach Stephen Cherry is going to call timeout. He's going to show some dismay right there on the officiating. The Lady Huskies is going to call a 30-second timeout. 6:42 left here in the third quarter. 17-11. Lady Shamrocks in front. We do appreciate you listening. We'll thank you, and we'll mention PutMeInSports.com and Varsity Sports since 2008. Happy to support education-based high school varsity athletics. Baseball in the spring, Lafayette Central Catholic Knights. Knights captured the 1A title at Victory Field this year, finished 27-6. Football in the fall with the Tipton Blue Devils. Basketball in the winter, Tipton Blue Devil boys, Central Catholic boys, and Hamilton Heights Lady Huskies. Basketball, going to be inbound. baseline Cameron Runner. Going to bring it from the backcourt, Ella Hickok. Hickok gets a walk pace. Going to pick her up at center court. She'll pass out of it to the front court. Kaylee Roten to the corner. Get it back to Hadley Cherry. Back to Kaylee. Now back to Cameron Runner. She'll bring the ball back outside. They'll pass it in the elbow right side. Lost the handle. Kaylee Roten picked up by Westfield. Credit to Shield, number 20, Aubrey Crockett. Ball's going to go out of bounds. We're going to give it back to Westfield. Last touch by the Lady Huskies. Going to be brought in front of the Westfield bench. In the front court, she'll bounce it low. Free throw line, Van Dyke. She'll get it back to 20, Aubrey Crockett. She'll work it down low, trying to find the taller gal. That's T.T. Loveless. Loveless at 6 foot. Off the hands, goes out of bounds. Going to belong to Hamilton Heights. 17-11. Westfield by 6. 6:12 left. We're in the third quarter. Hamilton Heights on a Wednesday night. We're going to back in the front court there. Cameron Runner. She'll go to the corner with it. Katie Brown. We'll work it back around. Left corner baseline. Kaylee Roten going to come out of there. She'll pass it to Ella Hickok. Westfield a bit more aggressive here in the second half. It's evident. Going to be a foul whistle as they reach in. They're going to whistle a foul on Westfield. Number 20, Aubrey Crockett. Hamilton Heights brings it in. Slides to the backcourt. Ella Hickok, she'll hand off. Cameron Runner back outside. Kaylee Roten, she'll center it up out top. She'll work a right side. 3-point shot in the air. Short off the rim. Way to go. Cameron Runner for three. Rebound out of there. Ellie Kelleher, she's going to get the ball stolen. Going to give up the basketball. Going the other direction off the glass. Coast to coast. About three-quarter court. Cameron Runner for two. 17-13. 5:29 on the game clock. In the front court, Van Dyke. She'll pass it left side. Kelleher, turnaround jumper in the paint, wouldn't go. Rebound front four, picked up by Ella Hickok. She'll keep the dribble alive as she goes to the surface. Comes back up, passes it to Katie Roten, back to Cameron Runner, now back to Ella. Ella takes a three, right elbow extended, wouldn't go. Rebound Westfield. She's going to slow it up just a bit. That's number 20, Aubrey Crockett. In the center circle, in the front court, she'll work her right side with the basketball. Ella Hickok guarding Kelleher. Over to the opposite corner. 3-point shot rims out in front of the Westfield bench. Shot taken by Aubrey Crockett. Back the other direction, Cameron Runner. Cameron Runner tries a left-handed layup. She'll draw the foul, and she'll shoot two. So Lady Huskies going to get to take a breather along with Westfield. They had a little mini huddle there for Westfield prior to the shot. 4:48 left, third quarter. Foul whistled on 21 Emory Collinsworth. She has two. First shot up and good. Cameron Runner. She enters tonight's ball game with about an 85% free throw shooting percentage. Last night, I believe she was 8-for-9. I think I caught that in the Hamilton County report. Check it out. Second shot also good. 17-15. Westfield by two. They'll pass it to the front court, break the press easily. Van Dyke in the paint. Hadley Cherry locks her up. And they're going to call a jump ball. Hadley Cherry might have thought they were calling a foul on her. They weren't. They were calling a jump ball. Everything's good. She's going to bring it in from the baseline. That's Westfield. They get the alternate possession arrow. Brought in here by Aubrey Crockett to the corner. She'll dribble in. Emory Collinsworth. Shadwin goes trying to get her own board. Reaching for it. Saved by Westfield. Shot outside the arc is good. Ellie Kelleher. Kelleher just popped the three, just a bit left up center. 20-15. Westfield Lady Shamrocks by 5. 4:18 on the game clock. Working it outside the arc. Cameron Runner on the dribble for crossover. To get back outside the arc, Hadley Cherry to the corner. Cameron Runner on the dribble. Stationary dribble, she'll bring it back out. She'll reset the offense. Picked up a screen from Ellie. Or should say Ella Hickok. Ball back to Ella Hickok. She'll bring it back. She'll work behind the arc. Right side in front of the Husky bench. Cameron Runner. She'll fake a drive. She'll bring it back out. She'll reset the offense. Way out top. 3:50 on the game clock. She'll dribble in. Spin move in the paint. She'll get a defender off her feet. She'll go off the glass. Shot wouldn't go. I got to mention, the net is stripped. The net is not free-hanging low. It's stripped with that last free throw. That Cameron Runner shot, and they don't usually leave the net like that, but if you don't see it, then you've got to leave it there, but that's uncommon. So Cameron Runner at the free throw strike, she got the first one. Two-shot foul. Cameron Runner is 3 for 3 here in the ball game. To my knowledge, I'm not keeping notes, not keeping score. 2016, rims off, wouldn't go. 2016, Westfield by 4. 3:40 left here in the third quarter. A pass to the front court, break the press. Van Dyke with the basketball. She'll work it right side. On the dribble, 20, Aubrey Crockett. They'll work it in free throw line, Van Dyke. Outside the arc, 3-point shot on the way. Rims out long, wouldn't go. That was shot taken by Emery Collinsworth. The rebound is secured by Ella Hickok. And going to be a foul whistled after the rebound. Going to call this foul on Westfield. It's going to be whistled on Ellie Kelleher. She has 2 in the contest. Back in the ballgame for the Lady Huskies. Number 3, Katie Brown. Katie Brown in the ballgame. Ball brought in backcourt. Ella Hickok on the dribble. See the front court. Going to work it back around. Pass it to the front court. Ellie going to work it to Katie Roten to the corner. Cameron Runner. Back to Cameron from Katie Roten. She'll bring the ball back around. Out top, Katie Roten works it right side. Well behind the arc. Westfield converging well with a double team on the pass. Well, tall pass. Couldn't get it to Katie Roten. Couldn't handle it. Goes back the other way, picked up by Westfield. They'll work it down low. Shot wouldn't go. Going to be tipped out of bounds. Westfield trying to save the basketball there was L.A. Kelleher. 2016, a 4-point advantage for Westfield. 2:52 on the game clock. And across the timeline on the dribble, Cameron Runner to the corner, having Cherry back out to Cameron Runner. She'll work it right side behind the arc. Katie Roten back to Ella Hickok. She'll dribble it. To get the Cameron Runner outside, 3-point shot short off the rim. Wouldn't go for Kaylee Roten. Trying to save the basketball there with Hadley Cherry. Couldn't get a save. Ball's going to belong to Westfield. They'll bring it from the backcourt. Back in the ballgame for Hamilton Heights, number 23, original starter. It's Cassidy Schakel. Taking a breather is number 3, Katie Brown. 2:28 on the game clock. In the front court, double team to the corner. They'll bring it back out of there. T.T. Loveless. They're working around Van Dyke. Outside the arc. 3-point shot on the way. Good. Ellie Kelleher for 3. Ellie Kelleher lighting up here. She's shooting 37% behind the arc. And that's -2 ball games that I have access to. 2:04 on the game clock. Through the corner, have the chair. To give it up in the corner once again. Cameron Runner. She's going to work it outside the arc. Ella Hickok. Hickok straight away. She'll slow up the dribble, reset the offense. She'll work it right side. Cassidy Schakel. Schakel, triple threat available. She'll pass Cameron Runner near straight away. She'll dribble right side. Going to be a bump foul. Wasn't quite sure if the whistle was going to blow, but it did. It's going to be a bump foul, and Ellie Kelleher is going to pick up her 3rd foul here in the third quarter. 1:42 left. She'll take a breather. She gets some median fives all down the row there. And I'm going to work right now in the ballgame, 24, Reagan Lorenzen. Going to work at left side, Ella Hickok. Out top on the dribble, Cameron Runner. She'll bring it right side inside the arc. She'll dish off. Kaylee Roten. She'll work it outside the arc. Ella Hickok brings it back out center. She'll center it up right there near the center circle. She'll work some offense here. Guarding her loosely is number 20, Aubrey Crockett. They'll work her right side with the basketball, Kaylee Roten. Kaylee Roten, one of the 2 seniors on the basketball team here that plays basketball. They have a manager, Charlie Coors. All 3 were given the microphone last night. That's Kaylee Roten and Jocelyn Wolfgang. They are naturals behind the microphone. They got to deliver a speech to the crowd after last night's ballgame. 1:04 on the game clock. That last foul whistle on Westfield 21, Emery Collinsworth. She had 3. We're under a minute. 56 seconds left. Crossover. Top of the key right there, Ella Hickok. She'll pass it out top. Cameron Runner. She'll dribble slow out near the top of the key right there. She'll backpedal dribble. 44 seconds left. Hamilton Heights with the possession. So 23-16. Westfield by 7. It's going to be a foul whistled in the front court. It's going to be the bonus. Bonus in effect. They'll shoot the 1-1. They're going to whistle this foul on Westfield. It's 24. Reagan Lorenzen. At the free throw line is Ella Hickok. Ella Hickok, as of last night, she was shooting 33 for 48. 48 shots, she had missed 15. That first one rims around popcorn popper and fell in. Just she'll earn the second shot. 36.9 left. Ella Hickok shooting above 70% on the season from the stripe. Second shot also good. Checking back in the lineup for Hamilton Heights, going to be number 3, Katie Brown. Taking an extended quarter break is going to be senior, number 20, Kaylee Roten. 23-18, Westfield by 5 with the basketball. Hamilton Heights providing pressure in the backcourt. They'll pass it. They'll pass it to the timeline. Tipped away by Katie Brown. Picked up by Ella Hickok. In the front court, 24 seconds left. Outside the arc, Cameron Runner, a long 3, is rimmed out. Wouldn't go. Looked like it was going down, would not. Rebound out of there. Picked up by Westfield on the board was Aubrey Crockett. Aubrey Crockett going to get that back out top. 10 seconds left. Front court, Westfield on the approach in the center circle. She'll pick up her dribble. She'll work it right side to Van Dyke. 2.8 and a very unnecessary foul committed by Hamilton Heights. 2.6. The ball was outside the arc. They were working to make the reception of a pass. And the foul is whistled by Ella Hickok. She has 2.6 seconds left. Going to be brought in. Side court. In the front court. Finally gets it in. Going to be a long shot taken at the buzzer. It's going to be short. Shot taken there. Westfield. Would have been a 3. Number 20, Aubrey Crockett. We'll go through a fourth quarter here momentarily. At the end of 3, Westfield 23, Hamilton Heights 18. Low-scoring ball game, but they are playing defense on both ends of the court. We'll mention this game is in parts being brought to you by Hope Jewelers. Hope Jewelers, they're in Tipton. Precious times are made for precious moments, and Hope Jewelers are there to meet your every special need in the field of diamonds, gold, and silver, etc. Stop in and visit Hope Jewelers in downtown Tipton, next to the Diana Theater at 135 East Jefferson Street, Tipton, Indiana, 46072. You can reach them by phone at 765-675-9720. Again, their number is 765-675-9720. Hope Jewelers open daily, Tuesday through Friday, 9:30 to 5:30, Saturday, 9:30 to 2. So fourth quarter, get ready to begin. 8:26 on the wristwatch. Wait about an hour, not quite an hour to this point. Going to be inbound by Hamilton Heights, alternate possession arrow. You're going to bring it in, have the cherry, slice through the backcourt, Ella Hickok. Cross-court pass in front of the scores bench. In the front court, Cameron Runner. She'll work the pass back. They go to the corner. Three-point shot, Katie Brown. Long off the rim. Wouldn't go. Rebound, Westfield. Going to credit this board with number 20, Aubrey Crockett. She'll try to go coast to coast. Take that back. The rebound was secured by Emery Collinsworth. She brought it coast to coast. Went out of bounds, and I'm not sure there wasn't quite a bit of friction there. No whistle. Brought in from the backcourt. 7:38 on the game clock. Ella Hickok. Ella Hickok on the dribble. She'll pass it right side behind the arc, or behind the 3-point, I should say the 3-10-second line. She'll finally dribble across. Cameron Runner get the ball back from Ella Hickok. It'll go back to Ella now. Double team. She'll dribble out of it. Out top, right side. And Cameron Runner, chest pass to Ella. Going to be tipped by Westfield. Was going to be intercepted. And a foul whistle. Cameron Runner trying to get the ball back after an errant pass. She has one foul in the contest. She's got plenty to go. Last night, she volunteered to leave the ball game. Got two fouls quick. I think Coach and her probably worked that out. You know, work out the ball game as such as it was. Working it back to the corner. A dribble out of there. Going to be a bounce pass outside the arc. Works it back out there. Emery Collinsworth. Now back out top. Back pedal dribble. Aubrey Crockett. To work it left side. Well behind the arc, Katie Brown providing the defense right there. Kelleher back in the ballgame. Kelleher trying to make a bounce pass to teammate 21 Emory Collinsworth, and reflexes are good by the kick of Cameron Runner, kicks it to the backcourt. Looks like he could have probably kicked for Dallas Monday night. Going to bounce pass to the backcourt. On the dribble, going to bring across the timeline, Aubrey Crockett. In the front court, she'll pass, get past the Van Dyke inside the three-point line to get it back to Kelleher. Back to Van Dyke behind the arc. They'll work it back around the perimeter. They'll go to the corner with it. Touches hands briefly. Emory Collinsworth. She'll work it down low. Van Dyke. Point blank range. Left-handed floater. Wouldn't go. Rims off. Rebound Hamilton Heights. In the front court, Cameron Runner. 6:27 left. Outside the arc. Three-point shot. Rims out. Wouldn't go. Haley Roten. Rebound secured by Cameron Runner. They'll get a second attempt here in the front court with the offensive board. 6:16 on the game clock. Outside the arc, triple threat available. Hadley Carey. She'll dribble. She'll look to pass, get rid of the ball. Single left side behind the arc. Cameron Runner. She'll set up a screen for Cameron. She'll dribble. Bounce pass out top. Ella Hickok around the perimeter. Back to Katie Brown. Out in the front court. Working it back there. Top of the circle. Long three-point shot. Cameron Runner. Short off the rim. Just missed. Rebound. Ellie Kelleher of Westfield. 5:48 on the game clock. On the dribble, they go to the corner. Shot on the way, three-point land, rims off, wouldn't go. That was 24, Reagan Lorenzen, putback. Kelleher right there for the rebound putback. Kelleher for two. 25-18, Westfield by seven. 5:28 on the game clock. Stationary dribble out top is Cameron Runner. Picking up a screen from Hadley Carey. She'll work it inside three-point line. She'll backpedal out of it now, back behind the arc. Bounce pass out top of the circle. Ella Hickok, stationary dribble near the center circle. Guarding her loosely at top of the key is 20, Aubrey Crockett. She'll dribble in. Use the dribble. She'll pass out of it. Hadley Carey back right side behind the arc. Cameron Runner. 5 minutes left. Fourth quarter, 25-18. Westfield by seven. We're going to outside the arc. On the dribble. They'll bring it back outside. Working to the corner. Ella Hickok. She'll bring it back out. Working on the dribble. Crossover. She'll dribble the lane. She'll left-handed layup. Got the bucket. Ella Hickok at 5'6" in the land of the trees. Layup left side. 25-20. Working back around. Going to be tipped away by Cameron Runner. Stolen by Ella Hickok. Back to Cameron. She'll work it up ahead. Katie Brown. Katie Brown tried the layup. She got fouled in the act of shooting. A very non-selfish pass right there from Cameron Runner. Katie Brown going to go to the foul stripe. Katie Brown, where's number three? She's at the foul stripe now, shooting 55%. First shot up and good. Two-shot foul, 25-21. Westfield by four. We have a substitution for Brown. If she makes this one, she'll come out of the ballgame. We'll see Cassidy Schakel. Next year, the shot is good. Cassidy Schakel entering the ballgame. Katie Brown, two at the stripe. Katie Brown, she's now shot eight. She's made eight shots at the free throw line on the season. 8 of 13. So we're going back around. We're going outside the arc, back pedal dribble with the basketball, Aubrey Crockett. She'll dribble it back closer to Ella Hickok, going to pick her up now. 4:06 left, fourth quarter. We're going left side behind the arc. Going to bounce it in to Van Dyke. Van Dyke going to bring it back out to reset the offense. 21, Emory Collinsworth. Back inside to go the corner with it. Three-point shot on the way, rims off. When he go, rebound Westfield, Van Dyke. They're going to call a foul. They're going to say a reach-in. Looks like it could have been a jump ball. They're going to whistle a foul on Ella Hickok. Hickok going to pick up the personal. Ella Hickok has three in the ballgame. Team foul number three, second half, Hamilton Heights. Second half, team foul for Westfield. They're at eight. So bonus situation for Hamilton Heights. Cassie Schakel going to take a breather back in the ballgame. Katie Brown gets a short break. Going to bring in Ride the Bucket on the baseline. Top of the circle. To move it back around. Kelleher with the basketball triple threat. She'll pass out top to Aubrey Crockett, being guarded there by Kaylee Roten. They'll work at left side behind the arc. Hadley Carey guarding the basketball. So back pedal, could go the other direction with it. We're going to back around. That is Bobby Crockett. Crockett with the back ball in front of the Westfield bench. Coach Kelsey Key going to call a timeout. She wants an explanation from one of the officials. She got one, I'm sure. It looked like she did. Full timeout. Shamrock timeout. We'll mention this game is in parts being brought to you by Noblesville Trophies. Noblesville Trophies, you can shop them online at NoblesvilleTrophies.com or stop in if only to browse around. 1720 South 10th Street, Noblesville, Indiana. Trophies, awards, plaques, fast turnaround, prices are low, so low you may want to be a repeat customer. That's Noblesville Trophies. They're located at 1720 South 10th Street, Noblesville, Indiana. They're open Monday through Friday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. You can dial them up at 317-773-7391. Again, that's 317-773-7391. That's Noblesville Trophies, south edge of Noblesville on 10th Street. Let me call a timeout. Let me get this straight. We're going to inbound the basketball. Timeout was called. Three veteran officials on the surface. Ball's going to be brought inside court. Westfield, just right of Kelsey Key, right there on the bench of Westfield, going to be brought in. Deep in the front court, 20, Aubrey Crockett. She'll pass out of it to Kelleher. Kelleher controls the basketball, keeps it screened right there off of Cameron Lerner. She'll pass out of it and work it back around. Van Dyke, double team, you know, right there for the Huskies. But we're getting outside the arc. Kelleher, so dribble baseline. She'll kick it back in the middle. Van Dyke, two-point bucket just over the rim. Kelleher with the assist. 27-22. Lady Shamrocks by five. High dribble. Shot taken. We're going to call it a block. We call it a block. No wrist in there. Van Dyke evidently got a clean piece of the basketball. They're going to whistle a foul in the front court. Cameron Runner going to get called for the foul. 2:49 left here in the fourth quarter. 27-22. Ball brought in. Westfield. Hamilton Heights providing defense pressure to the front court. They'll work it back around. Works it inside. T.C. Loveless around the perimeter. Touches the hand briefly. Emory Collinsworth works it left side. Cross-court skip pass. Shot on the way. Three-point land. Short off the mark. Shot taken there by Aubrey Crockett of Westfield. And this will be a tie-up. It's going to be a jump ball. I've seen few jump balls in this ball game. Usually you'll see quite a few more in a girls' game. Not very many in a boys' game. They keep the ball protected. Going to work a bounce pass outside the arc. Van Dyke, they'll move it around the perimeter. Look at the left side, Kelleher. They'll work it to the corner. She'll dribble out of there. Kelleher gets the ball back. Out in front of the scores bench, working against her is Katie Brown. 2:14 left. Fourth quarter, 27-22. Kelleher going to bounce it down low. Off the glass, two-point bucket, T.C. Loveless. Kelleher with good court vision. 29-22. 2 minutes left. Fourth quarter on the dribble in the front court. Ella Hickok. So back pedal out top. Moving the basketball. 29-22. Lady Husky trail by seven. 1:48 left. Fourth quarter on the dribble. Cameron Runner. So dribble in. She's going to paint. Off the glass. It'll rim around and fall in. Cameron Runner creates her own shot. 29-24. 1:35 stolen in the front court. Kaylee Roten with good hands and not a good pass. Pass right there at the center line trying to get it to Ella Hickok. It was low. Ella couldn't handle it. It went out of bounds. 1:28 left. Timeout on the surface. They're going to call timeout next entryway. They couldn't get her in. I don't know why. I don't know if they looked at the scores bench to see if there's a sub. Evidently not. Down low. In the paint, shot would go. That was Aubrey Crockett. Rebound. Foul going to be whistled on Westfield. I believe so. Maybe the ball went out of bounds. My error. I was looking at my score sheet. We're going to back right that side of the score sheet. The handheld roster sheet. I'm thankful to have one. 1:08 on the game clock. 29-24. Ella Hickok going to dribble baseline. It's going to be a push out of bounds. Trying to control her on the baseline. They're going to whistle it foul in Westfield. 23, Kiki Loveless, 6 foot junior. Kiki Loveless going to pick up her first foul in the ball game. She has played a clean game. Free throw line, Ella Hickok. First shot up and good. 105 left here in regulation. 29-25. Huskies in the bonus. Huskies have two fouls to give. Second shot also good. Huskies may need to accumulate some fouls here momentarily. We'll see. Trying to get it across the timeline. They will with the pass. She'll cross it on the dribble. Kelleher back out top center circle with the basketball. Aubrey Crockett. She'll back pedal dribble. We're going to get her Cameron Runner. She'll work it left side. The Helene Huskies are probably going to have to commit some fouls. I think Coach Keegan Cherry giving them the signal. I think the direct signal was given. 42.5 seconds left. Katie Brown going to foul from behind. It is a modest foul. I've seen worse. But I tell you what, you don't want to get an intentional foul just trying to foul the ball handler. And they didn't. So that foul's whistled on Katie Brown. She has one. She fouled number five. Lady Heskey's going to need to foul again, and they do. Cameron Runner going to sacrifice one of her fouls. Cameron Runner, number 10 for Lady Huskies. 41.6 left. Cameron now has three. Got to be careful here. If you play for overtime, you've got to be careful with who commits the fouls. Going to work it back in. Going to be a reach in. Ball's loose. Backcourt. Kelleher. Kelleher passes out. I think it was her. Let's double check here. May not have been. It was. Kelleher passed out of a seated position in the backcourt. Foul whistle. Seventh foul. Going to go to the free throw stripe. Now, and I'm at the free throw line. Going to be number 23 for Westfield. Kiki Loveless. Kiki Loveless going to shoot a couple. Take that back. She's going to shoot the bonus. First shot up and good. She will shoot two. So empty lane beside Loveless. She's the free throw line. Four on the lane for the Huskies. Katie Roten, Kathy Cherry, Katie Brown. And Cameron Runner, second shot goes in. She got both of them. They're going to roll it to the front court. They're going to save some clock here. Cameron Runner picked it up at the center court line on the dribble. She's going to dribble in. Turnaround jumper. She's going to take a shot. It's going to be blocked. Shot's blocked by Westfield. Rebound, Van Dyke. Not sure who got a piece of it. To the front court on the dribble. It's going to be a reach-in foul. Ella Hickok. Ella Hickok going to sacrifice one of her fouls. Team players. Hamilton Heights, all of them, Hamilton Heights, coached very well by Keegan Cherry. First shot, getting ready to shoot a one in bonus. Ellie Kelleher, she'll eye the first one, fly it, it'll rim around and fall in. It hung on the back of that rim just a little bit right there. Sometimes that ball can get stuck there. I don't remember ever seeing it happen. It can, though. Second shot, good. Kelleher got both of them. 25.4. Going to be picked up near the center court line, maybe even deeper in the front court, picked up by Cameron Runner. 24 seconds left. 33-26. Lady Huskies trail by 7. They're working outside. Katie Brown. Out top, Hadley Cherry. 16 seconds left. Works to Ella Hickok. She'll take a runner. The two-point shot. It was a shot in somewhat desperation, and it goes in. It's going to be a 30-second timeout, Coach Keegan Cherry. 10.8 seconds left, 33-28. Hey, don't forget, this weekend, on the 22nd, on Sunday, the 48th annual IHSAA Girls Basketball State Tournament Perry Show. It's going to start at 5 p.m. Eastern Time. It'll be a two-hour program. You can capture that on internet. It'll be streamed exclusively at IHSAATV.org. It'll be simulcast on radio, the different champions networks. Locally, it's 93.5 and 107.5. Bob Level, Greg Rachel, will be your host. After the pairing show, you can go to IHSAA.org and easily find the pairings if you're not in a hurry to see them live. It'll be brought in from the backcourt. Going to be brought in. There's going to be a foul committed. Cameron Runner. She's going to commit the foul. Stops the clock. They'll walk the distance. First one to the foul line is going to be number 21, Emory Collinsworth. I should mention Collinsworth at the free throw stripe, 78%. That's through 17 games. That's quite an average. 9.4 left. Cameron Runner has 4 fouls in the contest. Cameron Runner still in the ballgame. Taylor Harley was going to come in. She comes back out. The free throw line, 21, Emory Collinsworth. First shot up and good. Kind of a shot put for Emory Collinsworth. Say what, you can't knock them. If they go in, the result is what you want. Collinsworth, second shot. Also good, nothing but net. 35-28, a good football score. 8.4, 8 seconds left. On the dribble, long three-point shot. Wouldn't go, Cameron Runner. Rebound fought for. It's going to be saved by Runner into the hands. She's going to say she landed on the side court line. She's going to be okay, getting up slowly. A lot of folks holding their breath as she gets up off the surface. 0.4 left. They're going to inbound the basketball. Clock's going to empty out. Final score, Westfield, 35, Hamilton Heights, 28. A good ball game, good for both teams. And a congratulations to the Westfield Lady Shamrocks right there in head coach Chelsea Key. And congratulations, Hamilton Heights Lady Huskies and head coach Keegan Cherry. We're making Keegan Cherry and Hamilton Heights. Friday night, they're going to be at the Hoosier crossover game. That'll happen at Lafayette Central Catholic. That'll be Friday night, this Friday, the 20th. They'll play for third or fourth place against Lafayette Central Catholic Lady Knights. The JV's game will start at 6, I believe. No, check that back. It's going to start at 6:30. So the varsity game might start closer to 8 o'clock. We'll try to have a live stream happening so you can hear what's going on in the tail end of the JV contest. And we'll do the varsity contest accordingly when it starts. So we'll also mention Westfield Lady Shamrocks. They're going to play one game on Friday. One game, 6 o'clock, varsity game, Brownsburg. So we'll be at Westfield, and that'll be a Hoosier Crossroads Conference matchup. We thank my wife back home for sound check. We thank her for tuning in, making sure we stayed on the air. We're thankful. And we'll hope to talk again with the Westfield crowd. We'll miss it. No matter if you're home or away, if you're doing the teaching and the learning, don't let him go. Keep the fire burning. Hey, we're postgame right now. We're going to talk to Keegan Cherry. Keegan Cherry, Westfield Shamrocks, 2,300 enrollment. Come to the night, number one. It don't matter. Five on the court at each time. Your team played well after coming off a game last night. Your legs might not have been what they should have been.
Yeah, I think we're playing 4 games in 6 days or something like that. So I guess maybe that's on me a little bit. But at the end of the day, these games are going to prepare us for the tournament, and that's what it's all about. It was never our goal at the beginning of the season to beat Westfield. I mean, they're a physical, strong team. They play nice defense. They mix it up. They keep you off balance. But it was an opportunity for us to go compete and get better because, you know, we're going to see a lot of different things thrown at us, you know, come tournament from Jay County, Franklin, and others. We're going to key on Cameron, and the others got to be strong with the basketball. I'll be ready to attack when the opportunities are there.
Your athletic department, they work feverishly, and Westfield did too. You were supposed to play Westfield on December 7th. They allowed the sub in. You got to play Northwestern for a conference game that night.
Yeah, and we could have simply passed on this game, or I could have found somebody else to play, you know, and scheduled a win. But again, it's all about the tournament for us. I mean, at the beginning of the season, like I mentioned, it was never our goal to beat Westfield. We appreciate that opportunity to compete against a bigger 4A school like that. They play a great schedule. They just beat Indian Creek. You know, it's a good, great win for them at Indian Creek. So, they're better than their record. They play a tough schedule, and I'm proud of our girls. I don't think our legs were there tonight a little bit. Our shooting wasn't quite what it has been the last few games. But at the end of the day, our girls fight, and I'll sleep just fine tonight.
I think they will, too. They'll definitely sleep. We've got to mention, tomorrow's going to be somewhat of a day off. But Friday, you'll travel to Lafayette Central Catholic. You'll play for third or fourth place in the conference.
Yeah, there was a movie they made about Milan and the Hoosiers movie, and they made a nice comment about Turgeon, I believe it was. What's that purgatory they call a gym? So we'll be on the road at Central Catholic, but we enjoy it again. They do a great job up there. Those girls compete hard. They're good kids. And it's going to be another opportunity for us to go up and compete against a quality team.
Very nice job, Ben. I know Coach DeHall and you will be standing side by side before the game.
Craig's a great guy. We get along really well. My niece is, you know, went to Central Catholic, so I can make some of those comments. And it's in just, I mean, we have a lot of respect for them. We're going to have our hands full.
Sounds good. Thank you, guys.
Thanks, AJ.